New York Yankees hold moment of silence in honor of Charlie Kirk. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 10, 2025. The New York Yankees held a moment of silence in honor of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, after the 31-year-old was assassinated during an event at Utah Valley University. Before tonight's game, we held a moment of silence in memoriam of Charlie Kirk, the Yankees wrote in a post on social media. Kirk founded a youth activist group Turning Point USA and had become a fixture on college campuses. Charlie Kirk, a husband and father of two children, was 31 years old. Deseret News reported that after Kirk was shot in his neck, SWAT teams and other law enforcement agencies evacuated and locked down the university in search of the suspect. After the shooting, SWAT teams, ATF police and other law enforcement agencies evacuated and locked down the UVA campus and conducted a manhunt for the shooter. Deseret News reporters Emma Pitts and Eva Terry were covering Kirk's UVA rally. About 20 minutes after Kirk appeared at noon, he engaged in a Q&A with students. The reporters then heard a gunshot from behind them, and it appeared Kirk was struck in the neck during a Q&A with students. Deseret News reporter Emma Pitts explained that after Kirk was shot, his body went limp and then his eyes closed. Turning Point USA issued a statement confirming Kirk's death and asking that everyone keep his family and loved ones in their prayers. "It is with a heavy heart that we confirm that Charles James Kirk has been murdered by a gunshot that took place during Turning Point USA's The American Comeback Tour campus event at Utah Valley University on September 10, 2025," Turning Point USA said in a statement. "Maybe he received into the merciful arms of our loving Savior, who suffered and died for Charlie. We ask that everyone keep his family and loved ones in your prayers." In response to Kirk's assassination, President Donald Trump ordered all American flags to be flown at half-mast until 6 p.m. on Sunday in honor of Kirk. Trump described Kirk as a great American patriot. Democrats such as former President Joe Biden, former President Barack Obama, and Senator John Fetterman, DPA, issued statements in response to Kirk's death, stating that there is no place in our country for this kind of violence.